You ever stop to realize, friends, that Alka-Seltzer can be a big help to you in doing your best work? Well, it's true. Alka-Seltzer offers fast relief for the occasional headaches and the minor stomach upsets that can so easily slow you down for a while. Of course, if you're really sick, by all means, stay home and call in your family doctor. But if it's just a headache or a sour upset stomach that's troubling you, then let Alka-Seltzer help you. Why not stop in at your favorite drugstore on your way to work in the morning and get yourself a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer tablets and keep it handy in your desk or your locker. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the silver lining in the rocket ship cloud turned up yesterday in the form of an offer of $750 for Lum and Abner's story of their Mars expedition fiasco. So now the bills from building the ship can be paid, and the old fellows have suddenly become magazine writers. As we look in on the little community today, we find author Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library, getting ready to dictate to author Abner.
All right, are you all set to start writing this down now?
Well, yeah, but I don't see why you don't do the writing on this article, Lum. You're the one that claims you've got so much talents for this sort of stuff.
Well, I am, but this magazine article's about you, too, so you ought to do some of the work, oughtn't you?
Well, yeah, but...
And I'm doing two things while you just got one to do.
Two?
Well, I'm doing the studying and the dictating, and all you got to do is just write it down.
Oh, yeah. All right, go ahead, start dictating.
Let's see here. I jotted down some notes last night.
Oh.
Studied up some ideas for other articles, too.
Other articles?
Yeah.
Did that editor ask you to write some others?
No, but when they see how good I do on this one, I know they'll more than likely try to get me to write the whole magazine for them.
Oh.
That's one of the reasons I want to make this an awful good if I can. That editor said they had fellers there that would rewrite my article, but I'll do it so good they can't rewrite it.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to start now?
I've been ready for 10 or 15 minutes,
all right.
I think.
Here we go then. Let's see. When Lum Edwards was just a small kid of a boy, he...
Now, not too fast now. I've got to write this.
All right. Small kid of a boy, he showed a spark of genius. Period. Even whilst walking barefooted through 4 foot of snow...
I doggies, wait a minute, Lum.
What's the matter? Still going too fast?
No, sir, but I ain't gonna write down that prattle-prattle about you going barefoot in the snow.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, this article is supposed to be about us trying to get to Mars, not about what you done as a young'un.
Well, that's all part of my background. Them are the kinds of things that folks wants to find out about when they're reading something about a celebrity.
This ain't about no celebrity. This is for that series that the magazine's running called The 10 Biggest Chumps of 1942.
No, but I'm going to show them where they're wrong about that.
Wrong?
I'm going to prove in this article that I ain't no chump.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't even be writing this if we didn't need the money so bad to pay off them bills.
Well, how are you going to prove you ain't no chump, Lum? You fell for that rocket ship idea, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to show how I'm making it pay off after all. Even if it was a silly, no-good idea. See, it cost us about $670 to build a rocket ship. Now I'm making $750 writing about it. There's a profit of $80 right there.
Yeah.
Besides that, I'm getting my name and picture in a national magazine.
Yeah, but, Lum, the only reason you're getting all that is because you're the one of the biggest chumps of 1942.
Huh?
I said the only reason you're...
I heard you. I bound you there's an answer to that, but I can't think of it right now. From now on, I just want you to write down what I say and not ask no more questions.
Well, I ain't going to put that barefoot stuff down, I can tell you that.
All right. Start over again.
And I think you ought to stick to talking about the trip to Mars. That's what this is supposed to tell about.
All right. See how this sounds for a beginning. Never mind writing this down. It's the famous Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship, which everybody in the country was talking about, was planned, designed, and built after many long hours by a man that got his start in life trudging to school through 5 feet of snow.
I dog as long as I said I ain't gonna write that down.
But Abner, that's interesting. Folks wants to know about them things.
Well, what do they want to know about that for?
Because that shows what a courageous boy I was.
Courageous?
Yeah, willing to walk miles through the snow just to get an education. It shows I was a genuine American young'un. Possessing a hearty pioneer spirit.
Sassafras.
It ain't no sassafras neither. Come on, let's get this thing wrote now.
All right, but you got to start it some other way.
Well, what was wrong with the way we just started? I was telling about the rocket ship, wasn't it? All how it was built and everything.
Well, yeah, but in the first place, you never actually built it, Lum. Me and Cedric done that.
That's right, ain't it?
We done all the work on it.
Well, all right, we'll start it out this way, then. The big Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship, which exploded before it ever got off the ground, was built by Abner Peabody and a local boy named Cedric Weehan.
That's more like it. I'm putting that down here. The big Pine Ridge to Mars rocket ship.
You got that?
Exploded, let's see, then a local boy named Cedric Weehan. Go ahead, go ahead.
Most scientifics now agree that, let's see, how do I say that? It never would have exploded if it had been built by a man that possessed American genius and the hardy pioneer spirits. A man that early in life showed great courage by walking without shoes through heavy drifts
Dad,
of snow.
Dad, blame it now, Lum. You can't put that in there.
All right. Change it, then, if you insist.
Well, I do. I insist. That's what I do.
Change it to a man that early in life showed great courage by sitting at his school desk day after day with frozen feet.
Lum.
I never said nothing about walking in the snow.
No, but it means might not the same thing. I don't see what you're so proud of that for, no ways. I went barefoot when I was a boy, but you don't hear me going around bragging on myself on account of it.
Not in the wintertime when there was deep snow, you never went barefooted.
Well, no, I had enough sense to put my shoes on in the winter. Dog, as long as you want to put that part in about the snow, I believe right there that'll prove you are a chump, sure enough.
Now, listen, Abner, you just leave the proving up to me. I know what I'm doing. Come on, let's get going on this article.
All right. I still insist, though, you got to start it out some other way.
All right. How would you suggest doing it?
Well, I don't know. I ain't no hand at this sort of thing. You know that.
Come on, just give me one suggestion. You seem to know so much about how these things ought to start out.
Well, let's see. I know I won't use no walking barefoot in the snow.
Well, gee, this will be good.
I believe I'd say, last week, Abner Peabody and Lum Edwards was, fixing to go to Mars to visit Relates and, better leave that Relates out, I reckon.
You can leave the whole thing out as far as I'm concerned.
Huh?
That sounds like something you'd write for a newspaper. We gotta write this for a magazine.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, there's a whole lot of difference.
What are they?
Oh, I don't know. There's different differences.
Huh?
Well, you gotta make it more interesting and longer. You're supposed to tell all about the background.
Background?
The early background of the celebrities you're writing about.
You mean, how many foot of snow he walked in, huh?
Well, if the celebrity actually done that, it ought to be in there.
Well, it ain't gonna be in this one, I can tell you that right
all
now.
All right.
No snow.
I'll leave it out, then.
All right, leave it out.
Won't be much good without it, though, I'll tell you that. The editor will more than likely send it back and make us rewrite it.
Yeah, that'll help it, I imagine.
Done the best I could, anyway. Well, let's see. How does this sound? One day in Pine Ridge, several famous scientists and astronomers held a meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's good, that's good.
They was Professor L. Edwards, Professor M. Sloan, and also Professor Edwards' assistant, A. Peabody.
Well, wait a minute now, wait just a minute. I don't want to be clear at the end that way. It sounds like I ain't important.
All right, cross that out and change it to this then.
Yeah.
One day in Pine Ridge, several fellers held an important meeting. There was A. Peabody.
That's our time.
Assistant to that famous scientific Professor L. Edwards and Professor Sloan, a friend of Professor Edwards. Professor Edwards was also present.
That's more like it. I'll put that down.
These gentlemen started making plans for a trip to Mars to advance scientifics.
Not too fast.
Well, I'm just trying to give you an idea.
On
account of this being such a long, hard trip, they decided they ought to pick strong, hardy fellers for this journey.
All right, doggies, now you're getting somewhere, Lum. That's good.
Also, on account of Mars being noted for being such a cold planet, on account of it being further away from the sun, it was decided to pick a feller that had trained himself as a small boy to stand cold weather by hiking to school every day.
I quit.
Now, listen, Abner, you write this
down. No, sir, I ain't going to do it. You got to leave that walking in the snow weather.
Are you going to do what I tell you, or ain't you?
No, sir, I ain't, and that is final.
Well, I'll do this myself, then.
Huh?
I'm going to take the rest of the day off and go over to the place and write this article the way it ought to be wrote. Get me my hat and muffler off in the water.
Well, now, wait. Now, Lum, sit down. Now, don't get mad about it.
I ain't mad.
You are done.
I ain't no such a thing. Yeah. I just realized that the only way to get something did is to do it yourself. I've always said that. I told you to get me my hat and muffler.
Well, now, Lum, this told me.
All right, I'll get it myself.
Now, listen, Lum. Don't go over there to your place. I, I, I'll help you write this any way you want to. Come on, sit down.
No, you had your chance, and you said you didn't want to do this, and I ain't going to force you into doing something you don't want to.
I just never liked that walking in the snow business.
Now, I'll see you tomorrow if I get done writing.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lom. You can write right here at the store.
No, that magazine editor can't wait around here while me and you argues about every little point. I'll see you... Uh-oh. Oh, Swan, do goodness.
What's the matter?
Dad, blame it anyways. Well, I reckon I can't go home after all.
What's the trouble, Lom?
Well, just look outside there.
Huh?
Starting to snow. Can't walk home through that stuff.
The statements you're about to hear regarding one-a-day brand vitamin tablets have been carefully checked and approved by a competent staff of consulting doctors. First, friends, let me ask you a question. Are you one of the many thousands of folks in this country who are enjoying ill health? Now, I don't mean that you're actually sick, but you may lack pep, your nerves may be jumpy, or you may be having digestive disturbances. Of course, there may be many causes, but the fact still remains that it may easily be due to a lack of sufficient B vitamins, a most common cause of these disturbances. And if such is the case, you are just the person who should start now to supplement your daily diet with one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. Now, by taking a single one-a-day vitamin B-complex tablet, you can be sure that you're getting your full minimum daily requirements of the B vitamins, for which requirements have been established. Think of that for convenience. And listen to this. The cost is just a little more than 17 cents a week when you buy the large economy size package. Now, what could be easier and what could be more economical? One-a-day is a registered trademark of Miles Laboratories. So get the genuine one-a-day brand made by Miles. Your druggist has them, and he also has another famous vitamin product made by the Miles Laboratories. That's one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. Now remember, folks, it's the brand with that big one on each packet.